together. Come on.
You gotta say,
You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap.
Power in the blood. You better tell him.
That's all you got. That's all you got.
You can't have my family, you can't have my increase, you can't have my breakthrough. This means war. Well, welcome family, good morning, and welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E, with myself and Minister Carolyn. Yes, we want you to join the variety of our Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages, and as we worship our God with extravagant respect. We put out the disclaimer right now that family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those who are in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. And yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ and we are fulfilling our purpose. And that is reaching the lost and unsaved of this world. We thank you for joining us today. And we're continuing our discussion of domestic violence next door. I know we have some great guests coming on board today. We have some great testimonies that will be shared. But we want to begin this segment with another disclaimer, something that we're really working forward or hard towards in this movement here of domestic violence next door. Yes, we want to know the pain. Yes, we want to know the circumstances. Yes, we want to become more aware, but we want to know that we have the power to do the most important thing, and that is forgive. See, as God's children, we are designed to forgive. I mean, since we now have a new heart, you know, when you're new in Christ, you have a new heart, and it's actually in our nature to forgive. Now, why? Because he forgave us. See, we are forgiving people at no other response to the offense. We are genuinely satisfying God's will by sowing the same seed that he sowed into us. I mean, he urges us to forgive others just as he forgave us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And as we notice and as we embrace this forgiveness, I know for me, forgiveness is for myself. It's not for the other person. Forgiveness is for me to grow, that I can go away from things. By us letting the past go, we can now be in position with God to be a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, one of our favorite touchstones of the word is that if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, but behold, all things become new again. When you become new in Christ, you have to have a new mind, a new spirit, a new direction, a new walk, a new talk, and a new look about us that it now no longer resembles the hurt, the pain, the situations that we have been through, and yes, we have. But to go to another level of forgiveness, that now that testimony means something, that this broadcast is reaching because it means something. Our efforts to be available to people are not just for the ratings and to say what we're doing or how it's being done. No, but to be available to love, to be available to forgive, and to be able to grow together. I challenge everyone that is on this broadcast now live and coming later on archives and those that didn't even know they were going to be on this broadcast, but I challenge each and every one of us to really learn to love. I'll say step one is learning to love God. Step two is learning how to love yourself. Step three, everything else is taken care of, because when you can, oh my God, when you can master love with God, not just receiving, but giving, and then experience love with yourself, no, not just receiving, but giving, to, now we can really love one another. I just wanted to start this off this morning as we begin this segment of Domestic Violence Next Door. But without a doubt, we're here to heal. We're here to be new. We're here not to linger on and to dwell on the past things, but to acknowledge those things. And there's a lot of us that have learned so much from the stories and from the examples that have been given that have brought us from out of the closet or out of the dark, that now we can recognize. Oh, no. Let's be real about it. We recognize violence. We recognize the beatings. We recognize the slamming doors. But to acknowledge, because we love, to acknowledge that you can, that God can do better for you, to acknowledge that I'm living proof that you can be rechanged, rearranged, transformed by the renewing of your mind, by giving all to God. Thank you. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor Ian. I'm going to bring my co-host in at this moment, Minister Carolyn. Good morning, woman of God. How are you? I want you to know your love.
I'm blessed and highly favored in the Lord. Good morning to everyone on the line, and I'm excited about the show, as always, and I thank you all for calling in.
Amen, amen. It's great to continue this journey.
I have another caller.
What's that again? Oh, I think she said she'll bring them in. Amen. I know we have one caller. If you have been invited to be a part of this panel this morning, go ahead and dial one. I want to acknowledge the first caller I see, Minister Carolyn. That's area code 818. And this call has been on board about 7 before it started. 818 last 46743. Welcome to Real Talk.
Okay.
Hello? Okay, that might have been a mistake. Good morning.
It is someone else, but I will tell you this. Mobile Ballard is on the line. He's actually calling from prison.
No, don't do that.
Mo, on the radio.
I'll talk to you. I don't care.
Okay, they need to know. Excuse me. Anyway, Mo Ballard is on the line. So he's merged. He's not the 818 number.
Okay. So what's I'm confused. What do you have going on?
No.
He's
just calling in the people that are online right now.
No. No. Go ahead. Listen. Let's respect. First of all, where your caller is calling from. Go ahead and bring Mo in now, and let's start there.
No, we ain't gonna do that. Look, girl, let me speak to you for a second. This takes us off marriage for a minute.
Okay, amen. I'm not sure what's going on there. Hold on. Okay, excuse me for the loss in airtime. Area code 818, last 46743. Welcome to Real Talk. May I ask who this is?
Yes, hi, Pastor E. This is Paula Gottlebowski. I'm sorry, I don't think you could hear me earlier.
Hey, how you doing, Paula? Welcome again. I'm so gracious you continue to join us in this discussion. And Minister Carolyn, I think, had to drop her line for a moment. Wanted to give you another opportunity. I know you had some other things you wanted to share and continue from last week, and we're just so grateful to be in this position to have a platform, but to also be in agreement that we can do better. And I thank God for you.
Thank you.
So how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Just woke up, so I still have the cobwebs in my head, but I'm doing well. How are you?
I am excellent. Can't say I just woke up. No, I am excellent. I am excellent. What did Minister Carolyn have you on this week for?
Well, basically, I'm just probably going to be in, if not me, then some other person from one of our organizations, just for support and just to share different experiences. I think actually my husband may come on next week. He actually has a story about domestic abuse from when he was a child. So he might pop in next week and have something more for you, because my only testament about domestic abuse in terms of personal experience would have been my mother. So.
Right. Exactly. And my only personal of that kind. Well, you know, and we were talking about this before, and she's not back yet, so I just want to kind of just go in the flow. This was her topic this week, but even in the lifestyles that a lot of us live, we don't even know we're in that type of relationship of abuse, because I'm learning from asking questions that a lot of people just, they go with what they know. And if you're brought up in a certain environment or a certain household, then we adapt the stuff that we see, especially kids. And that's one thing we really push here, that we start to really hone in on how to protect the children from being affected by any type of abuse, any type of bullying, or any type of disrespect. I want to just say that on there. Minister Carolyn isn't back yet, and I really just wanted to continue that. That this is about us being able to forgive. Since I'm having a preaching moment now. Oh Jesus! Let me get my Bible here. Ephesians chapter 4. Yeah, take any opportunity to share the word of God. Amen. And that is such a blessing. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. I want to read that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and it says, "And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." That's something that I think has to really, really be preached on and really be talked about, is the fact of the matter that we've been commanded to forgive. We've been commanded to love one another. And it's not because of any other reason other than it's already been put forward for us, that you're a child of God. I'm a child of God. And God is the one who initiated the forgiveness. It's not something that he didn't want us to be in a waiting to apologize. He didn't want us to be in a accountability for every sin. He wanted to give us a point in a new beginning, that as we're forgiven, that those things are let go. I mean, if you look at the new covenant in Hebrews chapter 8, and knowing that in the new covenant, that he said he will remember your sins and your unrighteousness and all of your bad stuff ever again. But a lot of us are still walking in the thing because we won't let it go ourselves. I want to just put that out there again today, is that it's up to you to change. It's up to you to do the right thing. It's up to you to not be in a place of pain. And I know it's hard. It does not just happen overnight. And that's why we're here to support. And that's why we're here to be a part of your transformation and your walk. But it still lies in your lap, in your hands, to do the right thing. Amen. I see Minister Carolyn is back. Let me bring her back on. Minister Carolyn, welcome back.
Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, and thank you for the light confusion on the phone. However, well, now that the name is out, apparently the inmate did not want the name to be disclosed. We had not discussed that.
I understand, but let's, you know, but that's, look, hold on. That part, we need to really have that plan ahead of
time.
So I'm aware of that's where we're in a delicate situation,
and we're dealing with delicacy. You know, we need to have that already on the menu to say this is what we're going to go with, so nobody's caught off guard. And I heard it in his voice, so we want to apologize for that and for the and for the confusion of our listeners also.
Okay, now we have a clear understanding, you know, so you know, I don't have no problem with it. Now, you know, from the beginning, I didn't have an understanding, you know, that, like you said, you know, it's part of the situation, so, you know, I'm cool with it now. So we all good.
It's all good. All right, amen. Well, welcome.
Pastor E, are the other gentlemen on?
No, Sister Paula is the only other caller on.
Okay. So today what we were talking about was the healing process of DV and how you get over situations and obstacles that arise between men and women, the mental abuse, the verbal abuse, the physical abuse, and everything else that goes along with that. So Pastor Brenda had her testimony, and she's not on. So I would want to go into the man part of it and how the men feel while they were in volatile relationships and how they handled it. And one reason why I had asked one of the callers on the phone is because we know that I'm very transparent. I try to be, since my walk with God, I try to be open with my story. I try to be open from the pain I've caused people and how I've come to where I am. So we were talking about the healing and all that I've been through. We've already discussed about my marriage. So I kind of feel that with me being a co-host, that if I led by example, everyone else would fall in place, you know, and they would be more open about it. The caller on the phone is my husband. And it was a husband that had never done anything wrong. Never called me out of my name. That was always there, even after I left. And he called when I was going through with other men. You know, he still stood his ground. He still never disrespected. So I pretty much wanted him to let you all know how we went through it. And so now, caller, we will want you to expound on that. And what you
well,
and how you felt and maybe
well,
you can help someone else that's going through it.
Well, what I got deal with, hey, you got to get within, you know, if you had love for a person, you know, you just fight what they're going through, you know, you was going through some things in your life, you know, and I was going through things in my life, but I was also learning as I got older, you know what I mean? We were kind of young when we started, you know, when we got married, so, you know, it was a learning process for me. You know, and plus the situation I was in. So as I was helping myself, I also was learning about you. Even though we wasn't together, we communicated pretty much. You know, I knew what was going on. So my thing for me was just loving you. But you come out of whatever you're going through. You know, it wasn't about me trying to hurt you back and then in return, get back, it was just about, hey, you going through something, and I got to go, and I got to stand strong as a man. And you got to sit down. It hurts. I mean, it hurts a lot, but at times, hey, man, you got to focus on other things sometimes. You know, because it's hard. You know, it wasn't an easy thing, but I deal with it just focused, just stay focused. When you need me, I try to be there for you, regardless. So, I mean, for you, like I said, you were going through some things. I knew what you were going through. You know what I mean? So, a lot of anger was taken out on me because I wasn't there to be seeing you like I should have been. But, you say a lot of cold things sometimes, you know? I was like, man, you know, it makes you feel like you want to give up sometimes. But, you know, you like I said, you got to dig deep if you got that love for a person. You know, that's true love, you'll stay there for them. They don't go nowhere. It'll all be good. You got to keep that faith. They never give up their faith or to believe, you know?
Pastor, this is kind of where I would like need you to, like, interject, because so many times on the radio show we always talk about, when a person has done so much to you, you got to know when to leave. Like, wouldn't that go for, you know, the person that is incarcerated? Because, you know, I started out with, you know, someone incarcerated being verbally abusive. But then you have those that aren't. So wouldn't the same apply to them being in prison as if they were on the street? Like, abuse is abuse. But some men, and he could be a perfect example, they say, and they feel like, you know, I may not have been physically abusing him, but mentally and emotionally and verbally, I was. So, you know, I mean, I have to face my wrongs, but I also have to learn how to right the wrongs. As for, you know, other people that may be listening or other people that may be going through this with someone that's incarcerated, and they don't know how to deal with it. So this is where I would like you to come in and kind of help
you. real talk is, first of all, you were doing the first thing that's necessary is that we got to talk about it. We have to be able to communicate and communicate without feelings and without emotions getting involved. Because when somebody's telling you about yourself, even though you know you were wrong, most of us still don't like to hear it. So communication and freedom of speech has to be a part of it. Being willing to listen is the number one thing. I think anyone out there that has been in a situation and is still going through a situation, either the victim or the victimee, is that we have to start listening and communicating better with one another, and then being willing to change when we start to talk about that. That's what I was saying, forgiveness earlier, is that we've all been given the commandment to forgive. But I cannot forgive you if I can't talk to you. If I can't release things and be able to hear things in a different, from a different standpoint, instead of being accused or to be felt bad about, most people don't want to listen at that point. That's why I come in with communication. And first of all, let's go back to the beginning, Minister Carolyn. You must have God in your life. It has to be such a great relationship before you go into trying to forgive, before you go into trying to be healed. You must have a personal relationship with God, so you know now what it took to get you forgiven, that now you can really appreciate forgiving someone else, because sin is sin. I don't care what you've done, it's all sin. The wages of sin is death, and we have to stop putting different levels on sin. Well, you had this big sin, I had this little sin. When we really look at it as an evenly across the board situation, we can really see each other equally and be willing to touch one another with that love of forgiveness.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to get off here. I'm going to cut this short.
Wait, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming in and sharing with that. And I'm going to be prepared for.
I do want to apologize. I do want to apologize for ever hurting you. And this is the beginning of healing, and I was wrong and I was going through, but that still was no excuse. I didn't know how to handle myself, let alone handle life. And Pastor E, you please finish saying what you were saying before I really interrupted.
Oh, you didn't interrupt me. I said I'm going to be praying for both of you guys in that realm of healing. And God has begun it right now, and I'm glad I'm a part of it. My brother, feel free to come back anytime, man. I'd love to get an address, man, that I can connect some stuff to you.
All right. We'll put something together.
All right. That'll work.
All right, Mom. Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Y'all enjoy y'all. Have a good day. Love y'all.
Okay.
Man, love you too, brother. Amen. Area code 661, last 45787. I know the number looks familiar, but welcome to Real Talk. Good morning.
Everett. Good morning, sir. This is Everett Butler. How you doing, Mr. Pastor E?
Hey, Everett. I tell you I know that number. I just said.
Show you.
Believe me, it's so many numbers. It's so many numbers.
Understood.
Good morning, my brother.
Oh, man, understood. Understood. All is well. Just combing through the process of dealing with life as it shows up out here in the Bay. Nonetheless, God affords me the strength to do so. So here I am still standing tall through it all.
Amen. Amen. I know he's doing a good work in you, my brother. We want to bring in Sister Paula again. I know everybody's heard the conversation as it went forward. I'm really proud of you, Minister Carol, and that's something that had to be done publicly. And I'm glad you didn't have to be asked to do it. I'm glad you're listening to the Spirit in you. But a lot of us have some stuff that we have not verbally, maybe we've secretly forgiven, but have we really went to a point of verbally acknowledging someone and letting them know that we're sorry? Well, I want to say it on the broadcast right now for anybody in my life that I've ever damaged, and I know I have not touched every person one-on-one, crime, but just all the stuff. I apologize now in so sincerity of anything I've ever done that may cause you pain, cause you hurt, cause you anything that was not the love of God. Please forgive me. And if you've done something to me and you thought I'm still holding on, I've forgiven you. Please move on. Please grow and please let God use you. You are God's child. You are His chosen one. You are His perfect miracle. Oh, my God. Thank you for forgiving me.
Amen.
And you're forgiven.
Amen.
Sister Paula, you're live. Mr. Curley, you're still live. And Everett, you're still live.
Yes, no doubt, okay. No doubt.
Ms. Paula's is going to be deep. Mr. Everett, you had apologized to all women, you know, for the harm and things that you have done. But what I wanted to ask was, how would you tell someone, or how have you handled afterwards? Like, you know, we know there's a conflict. We know there's a conflict of interest. People do what they do to each other. We know all the challenges and the changes that you go through. But I want to talk about the healing process. How do you heal? How do you get over? Or
well,
how do you?
And the way that I go about healing, it's a form of reflection that must occur. You know, I continue to heal in the process of my way of giving back. Yesterday I was afforded the opportunity to speak with a sister, and she didn't know me from Adam, and we met because she had came onto the crew to which I work on. And we got into a conversation about how men treated women and how women treated men and the roles that both of them played in the world or in the area of abuse, right, and accepting responsibility. See, some are even willing to point the blame at one without accepting responsibility that they played in it, right? So what I broke down to her was both roles to the way I understood it, and I even apologized to her at that time, and I think it may have took her off her pivot, because I said, I don't know you, but I can only assume that you endured some type of abuse from some men in your life with regard to the fact of how old you are. So with that being the case, I apologize to you for those men, the harm that you encountered in that fashion. And be that as it may, I'm going to go on today to be your friend in that fashion, because I used to practice that way of living. However, I don't anymore, which is the reason I'm able to apologize to you for the wrong I even done, because it also painted a picture of support for the wrong that you encountered. So And me being able to do that, that's a form of healing to me, because there was a time that I wouldn't have done that. And I told her, I used to promote that way of living, calling women out of their names and demanding the fact that you owe me sex when you don't know me from Adam, just because of the fact of who I thought I was as a member of a gang. Entitlement issues, if you will, right? So that's the way that I go about healing, and even going to church and reading the biblical scriptures. You know, one of them in particular says that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. However, his face is turned to those who do evil. Do correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's the word. That's the word.
Mm-hmm. Not an easy task, yeah. Though, but like I say, still today, I still march in the fashion of change. You know, I'm not a changed man, E-D. I'm a changing, I-N-G man, you know.
Right.
Because just as well as I put so many years into that lifestyle, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, and this process I'm still going through. You know, I'm healing as we speak. This is a form of healing, being able to speak about it.
That's right.
You know, to those who are willing to listen. So I'm thankful to you guys for even hearing me out in that fashion, you know, and all the listeners. Yes.
Man, that's dynamic. That's dynamic. Stepping in the gap for folks. I mean, that's really a position of an intercessor, is to fill a gap and to step in. And, there are some people that's been hurt by people that aren't living anymore. And have never had that physical release. Man, how dynamic is that we can stand in for, no matter who it was, I'll stand in for him.
Right.
If you know that I want you to forgive me. And if you're out there and you need somebody just to hear it verbally, call me. Call Everett. Call us. We'll get a man up show just about standing in the gap.
Yeah, hit me up.
To forgive.
Hit me up. I'm on
standing
that.
In the gap
for
that you hear the voice of forgiveness.
Yeah, hit me up. I'm here for you. That's for sure. So they were here for me. We must be there for them, right?
That's right.
That's how that works. That's how that works. Continue to give back in the form of being there, you know. That's for sure.
Mr. Carolyn?
I'm here, Pastor.
Okay, amen. Sister Paula, did you have me? No, go ahead.
No, I was. That's what I was going to say. Did you want to bring Miss Paula in?
She's in right now. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm
Ms.
here.
Paula. How are you?
Good
this
morning.
It's a blessing to have you on. Good
Thank
morning.
You
Can
very
you all
much.
Hear it?
Can you hear me this time? Can you all hear me this time?
Three.
Hello?
Oh. Hello, can you hear me? Oh, my gosh.
Hello?
What's happening?
Miss Carolyn? Oh.
Over there.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Mr.
There's
Carolyn fell off of here.
Everybody.
Something happened
with the sound.
No. What happened was Minister Carolyn and you, I left you guys over here. Me and Everett had popped over to the green room. We're talking about Man Up the Movement on Tuesday night. So I apologize. I didn't warn you. But
okay.
I thought you guys would at least be talking for 2 minutes.
No, we were waiting. But anyway,
That's
as I
right.
was telling Pastor E a little bit earlier, I'm mostly here for support every Saturday for Miss Carolyn. I was telling Pastor E, and because the majority of the domestic, at least physical domestic violence I've experienced, was just from my mother's situation, which I've told you about
right.
in the past. But also, as I mentioned to Pastor E, we do have other people in the organization, the Justice Organization, that have stories, and we're going to bring them on periodically on Saturdays as well, and one will be my husband. He agreed last week to come on next week, and also one of Yes, one of our leaders in the organization, her name is Amanda. She'll come on next week as well. So I let them know that, you know, the main topic is domestic violence, but it varies as far as what part of it we speak on. And as we've mentioned in the past as well, domestic violence is not always physical. It can be emotional. It can be mental. It can be, I mean, there's different ways of experiencing it and also giving it. And a lot of times it can involve not just partners, but as well children, as Pastor E mentioned earlier. And different there could be domestic violence outside of the house. It may be in a school. It may be in a work situation.
Yeah.
But it's different ways of just pretty much not giving a person what's due them in terms of treating them as a human being. And actually reducing what they feel or how they feel about themselves as well. So anyway, basically that's all I have to say today. Again, I'm here mostly for support, but we're going to have some more people come in from the organizations that will be more than happy to share what they've experienced and their highlights on what the situation involves.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well,
the door's open.
Pastor?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Miss Paula, I did think that you could help with this show because of, I know it's a hard topic, but because just thinking about my mom is hard. But what I wanted to say is we know what happened to your mom, or we know, the story. But what we wanted to know, because there are other people that was on the show, I won't say names, but if you've been on the show, you know that still have hurt feelings, that still harbor, I guess I could say hate. That's such an ugly word. And I know it's ugly because I've used that word. And it wasn't until I started working with Pastor E and studying with Pastor Grace and just listening, because before I just wanted to talk. I just wanted to tell my part. But what I was missing was telling the part that I played in things that caused me to get so bad. You know, so now I'm trying to work on fixing things with people that I damaged. And so the question I'm asking is, how do you get over the hurt and the pain of what someone's caused you? And in your instinct, it was, how do you forgive the man that done what he done to your mom? Like, you know, how would you tell someone to start their healing process? What would you tell them to do?
In my instance, it was my stepfather. So the love was already there. And I had to understand that when he murdered my mother, it wasn't because he didn't care for her or he hated her, as you mentioned that word hate. It was because he loved her, but his mind was not where it should have been at that moment. And I guess it was one of those situations where if I can't have you, then nobody will. Actually, I can't say what was going through his head, but I think that's what it was. And it came from me. I had to dig real deep. I had always grown up in church before I was walking. And I already had the spirituality there. And I know that spirituality is probably what kind of took me through as far as being able to forgive him, being able to look beyond the situation and not become a basket case myself with a young child and a new marriage. And I was able to forgive him, I think, through love. I loved him. We never had, as children, my brothers and myself, never saw anything of a domestic violence nature come from him or happen between my mom and him. So there was no basis there to not dislike to dislike him. It's just that I think with the spirituality and my family, the rest of my family rallying around me, it helped me to see that I don't believe he would have done that had there not been something within him that had gone wrong.
Amen. Amen. Pastor.
Amen. Amen. I'm here listening. You know, I'm always multitasking. But that is great. We're looking forward to next week. We really need to pump that up. I'm excited to have more voices to be heard. And if you're out there and you still need to be heard, we want to hear from you. Don't neglect dialing one. Don't neglect getting in touch with myself or Minister Carolyn and letting us know that you have something you want to say, that you're dealing with something that you need help with. Come on, that's why we're here. I want to make an announcement, just sign, put together for, Tuesday night on Man Up. We're going to be talking about truly being a healing fortress, consoling entity on Man Up the Movement. And we're going to be believing God on that day. Brother Everett's going to be on part. I know Pastor Dwayne's going to be there. James Hudson's going to be there. We're going to get all the alumni brothers to come in and see if we can be available just to stand in the gap and be men of valor and be men of righteousness that we can serve. Oh, my God. And when you start serving, it's nothing better. That's all I can say on there. Any closing remarks, Minister Carolyn, today? First, let's give opportunity. I see we still have several callers on. There's a caller out there today that had something that you would like to say, comment, question, dial one at this moment. We'll bring you in. Other than that, we'll go ahead and.
There was supposed to be another gentleman calling. He may have called in late. I don't know. It's a 323 number as well.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no. But we can also revisit that in a couple of weeks. And anybody that missed this broadcast today, we'll go back in a couple of weeks. We already know what we're going to be doing next week and excited about that. So closing remarks, what do you have going on today and anything that you need our listeners to know, Minister Carolyn?
No, were there callers that wanted to ask questions or something? No? Okay, so, well, I'm just thankful to God that you all that called and spoke. I appreciate you. I appreciate your honesty, and I appreciate everyone working out the healing process or going through it or interceding for those that needs to go through. I look forward to next week. I look forward to every week that we're able to come on and just talk with each other. And again, blessings to Pastor E for his vision for the broadcast, for this broadcast. And that's all.
Amen. It's always a joy to have this forum and to go to the next level. I see God moving in miraculous ways as we start moving miraculously. So God bless you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Know that you're beautifully made by God. You are not what they say. You are what God called you, a child of God. And we want you to know we're here for you. Reach out to us at any time. Let us support you. Let us help you. But please, if you know a lady that needs a man's voice, a person just to be there, to listen, to bounce off of, get them on that show Tuesday night, Man Up the Movement. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. And know this, a change is going to come. Amen.
I know a change gon' come, I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come, I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. Waking up, thanking God every morning, cause I know that I've been chosen. Been a long time coming, but your boy still growing.
Hard work pay off, so I stay on my grind every day and night. How they gon' doubt you, boy? I did a mixtape in 3 days, my boy. Whoa, how they gon' doubt you, boy? I did a mixtape in 3 days, my boy. Whoa, rose up, saying freedom, and turn them dollars to believers, and turn the blind to a seer, and walk on water like I'm Jesus. I might slip like I'm Peter. I'm not perfect, but I'm dreaming, yeah. I will not doubt you no more. I will not doubt you no more, yeah, yeah. Look where I started and look where you got me. You opened them doors, yeah, yeah. I will not take any credit. You did it forever, you know I'll admit it. You gave me a gift and you seen all my good and my bad and you still ain't regret me. Yeah. I know a change gon' come. I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come. I know a change gon' come, yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come. I know a change gon' come. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not taking music.
I'm truly blessed. I can't even stress. Still gets the problem. People know me. My cousin told me, boy, you better pay attention, man. The Lord got you growing. Yeah. I will not doubt you no more. I will not doubt you no more. Yeah, yeah. I will not doubt you no more. I will not doubt you no more, yeah, yeah. 3 years ago, had my first show, small church, it was awesome. Now I'm taking trips to Compton. Now in Canada, I'm getting offers. Always work to be done, so I take time for my son. And yo, he my blessed son. He done taught me some lessons. I'm still teaching high school, so I let it flow current what I do. While I'm still making music, I guess that's my new boo thing. Cause I ain't seen nothing new, man. Relationships get confusing. Oh, yeah. It's the only thing that won't lose me. Yeah. But I'm on this road still moving. I know a change gon' come. I know a change gon' come. Yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come. I know a change gon' come. Yeah, yeah. I know a change gon' come. I know a change gon' come. Yeah, yeah.